Welcome to the Where Do Gays Retire podcast, where we help you in the LGBTQ plus community find a safe and affordable retirement place. Join Mark Goldstein as he interviews others who live in gay-friendly places around the globe. Learn about the climate, cost of living, healthcare, crime and safety, and more. Now, here's your host, Mark Goldstein.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to retire from Albuquerque, New Mexico? And today we'll find out. Our special guest, Pam Myers. Tell you a little bit about Pam. Pam Myers is a storyteller, dynamic leader, and advocate dedicated to fostering prosperity within the LGBTQIA community through business innovation and social advocacy. There's so many letters in LGBTQIA. It's hard to get it out.
Right.
With a multifaceted background, Pam has become a trailblazer in various fields, leaving an indelible mark on New Mexico's LGBTQIA and business communities. As CEO of Go Social, Pam Myers Social Media, Pam is at the forefront of digital marketing and podcasting solutions for business owners and organizations. Her visionary approach has empowered countless ventures to harness the potential of social media, unlocking new avenues for growth and engagement, and is a driving force behind her clients' success, leveraging the power of connectivity to elevate their brand through digital marketing and podcasting. Pam is also the managing director of Two Flower Productions, a podcasting company that produces lip service, the podcast of our coming out stories, which I was graciously on recently, yes. And 3Q, New Mexico's business podcast. Previously, the executive director of the New Mexico Out Business Alliance, currently board advisor of the Way Out West Film Fest, board advisor for the Albuquerque Community Foundation Pride Circle, supporting the LGBTQIA community through philanthropy. Wow. Whew. That's a mouthful. So welcome. Welcome to the podcast. Thank you so much for joining.
Thank you, Mark. I try and do my part.
Yeah, you sure do. Boy, that's to say the least. So, Pam, I'm going to tell a little bit about New Mexico. New Mexico and Albuquerque, in fact. So Albuquerque is New Mexico's largest city, sits in the high desert. Its modern downtown core contrasts with Old Town Albuquerque, dating to the city's 1706 founding as a Spanish colony. Old Town is filled with historic adobe buildings such as San Felipe de Neri Church, five museums, and shops selling Native American handicrafts. Nearby, the Indian Pueblo Cultural Center traces the area's tribal history. Okay, Pam, you're up. So tell our audience where you moved from, where you originally from, or are you a native of New Mexico, and why did you decide to live in nearby Albuquerque?
So I was born and raised in Connecticut and Massachusetts, but moved to the Dallas-Fort Worth area in my 20s, and then finally made it to New Mexico after vacationing in Santa Fe for years and years. Always wanted to be here, and it just kind of worked out on timing. I'll share a funny story. I had brought my wife out to visit because when we started dating, I said, you have to know my plan is to live in Santa Fe within 7 years, right?
Gotcha.
And then I brought her out to visit. She thought Santa Fe was too small and said, well, what about Albuquerque? And I said, well, okay, we could maybe consider Albuquerque. We'll take a look at it. And so we came out, found a house that we loved, went back. We lived in a little historical town called McKinney, Texas. It's a suburb of Dallas, right? Mm-hmm. And put a for sale by owner sign up in the middle of a blizzard, and the house sold that afternoon.
Wow.
And she found a job. And so it just kind of went boom, boom, boom. Within a month, we were here.
Wow. Everything just fell into place.
Everything fell into place. Yes. We actually live in Placidus, which is a little rural town in between Santa Fe and Albuquerque. It's 18 miles out of Albuquerque and 35 miles out of Santa Fe.
Do you have horses?
We do not. No. We have
but people do, right?
People do. Oh, there's lots. And Placidus is known for its wild horses. We have a population of, I think, something like 168 head in different herds that roam all around. Some people don't like them, and most of us love being able to see them. So,
wow, that's what you see in the movies.
Yes, it's really a gift. I mean, they're just so beautiful, and they'll come right up to you, and, you know, it's just great to see them.
Cool. So you're living in Albuquerque. When did you move to Albuquerque?
In December of 2013.
2013. So yes, you've been there a while.
10 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So tell us, where is Albuquerque and Placidus located within New Mexico?
It's in the northern part. So, and Albuquerque happens to be the third oldest city, with Santa Fe being the oldest, Las Cruces the second, and then Albuquerque is the third. Albuquerque is literally an hour's drive, about a good 50-minute drive from Santa Fe. It's in the northern part of New Mexico, 5,200 feet for the most part. It depends where you are within within the city or the surrounding areas. And it's got a great culture. I mean, Albuquerque sometimes has had a bad rap for, you know, a lot of high crime.
Crime.
The city doesn't, low income, but they're turning it around. I mean, they're really turning it around. We've got the movie industry is booming here, and big companies have now moved in. We have NBC Universal, Facebook. So there's all kinds of growth happening.
Didn't Breaking Bad start there?
Breaking Bad was filmed all around. Yep. They're filming a movie just down the road from us right now. They've had a tent out for weeks.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'll have to come out and get in the camera.
Right.
So, Pam, tell us about the climate. What's the climate like in Albuquerque?
You know what? I think the climate is great, actually. It really doesn't get too hot or too cold. I mean, again, depending on where you are, but Albuquerque itself, the winters are very, very mild. You go up to Santa Fe, which is
cold.
An hour north, and they are 10 to 12 degrees colder than we are in Albuquerque. In Placidus, we're 5 degrees colder, 5 to 10 colder than Albuquerque itself. So it really depends on where you are within the mountain range, right?
Right.
But, I mean, we'll get down in the winters. I mean, we'll get certainly into the teens, but it might be for a week or two. And you could, then it'll still get beautiful afternoons where, you know, it might get up into the high 40s in the middle of winter, but the sun's shining. So with the elevation, it feels so differently. It could feel beautiful.
So it's dry, right?
It's very dry.
It's generally a dry climate, desert.
Yep. High desert. It's cooler than where you are in Phoenix. We don't get that. We don't get those hot temperatures. And in the summertime, even though we may get a couple weeks of high, it could even hit 100, although that doesn't happen a lot, but down into the 60s at night.
That's
so
nice.
It really cools off at night, which is, yes, it is nice.
Do you get monsoons and monsoon season in the summers?
Do used to be more than
how about dust storms?
Every now and then. Yeah. I mean, we had one this year, actually one last year. It's the only one I've ever seen in 10 years. So
okay.
Not huge.
I can take that.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Do you get a lot of them in the Phoenix area? Do you get dust storms? And I know
We do, at least. I think this past summer we had one. But some of them are so intense that you don't want to be out.
Okay.
You know, because you don't want to be breathing that in.
Yeah.
So, and yeah, when I first moved there, I was like, I was leaving work one day and I was walking because I took the commuter rail and I was walking to the rail starting to, I was about a block away from work. And then I saw, I mean, the wind was blowing and I was like, I didn't know what was going on. And all of a sudden I look up and I'm like, oh my God, what is that? And it was this big mound of dust coming my way. I ran back to my building just to take cover. And then 10 minutes later, I mean, it was terrible then, but within 10 minutes it was gone.
So, wow. Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, my sinus is just kind of going.
Right. Right. You don't want to be breathing that stuff in. No, that's how people get valley fever.
Yeah. We don't, I mean, we get high winds here, but not dust storms per se.
And that's a good thing. Mm-hmm. So does Albuquerque have a large retirement community? Would you say?
You know, I looked that up and I couldn't find any firm statistics on it. I wouldn't say it's known for a retirement, as a retirement community.
Yeah.
Santa Fe tends to be more like
more
that.
Retirement.
Yes. Placidus can be a little bit even more like that, but not so much Albuquerque. It's a thriving city.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is living in an LGBTQ community important to you? And is there an LGBT community like a gayborhood in Albuquerque, or is it just all mixed?
We do not have a gayborhood. We have actually only even two queer bars to go to, but we have a thriving, and I mean thriving, LGBTQIA community in Albuquerque, in Santa Fe, and in Las Cruces. I mean, they are, and here's my, I go back and forth on that, right? Because it's nice to have a place. It's nice to have, actually, we have three gay bars in Albuquerque, so I'll correct myself on that. It's nice to have that safe space, mm-hmm. right?
I agree.
But our culture is so assimilated here that then you lose that. You lose. There's not a need. They keep trying to open them in Santa Fe and they close because it's not enough of a draw. Of course, their population is older there as opposed to here in Albuquerque area where it's not like that. You get much younger population. So I think I got off task of answering your...
No. It's fine. It's because when I went to Santa Fe and I visited Santa Fe, I asked, where's the gay bar? And they're like, oh, there isn't any. And I was like, really? Why?
Yeah.
And I knew there was a large gay community there. And they said, well, there's really no need for it. And then I thought, okay, so everyone is, you know, assimilated or integrated into the community. Mm-hmm. But I still have that thing where I want a safe place to go to.
Yeah.
I'm not looking to... You know, I'm married, but I'm not looking to pick somebody up. But you know what? I feel more comfortable in a gay bar than I do in a straight bar.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Just like talking to people. I don't know.
I get it. Yep. I get it. And I think a lot of people feel that way. And maybe it's because Santa Fe is more, has an older population. Maybe that's why. I'm not quite sure. Because, I mean, the three in Albuquerque stay pretty busy for the most part. We also, I do want to give a plug. And since I need to go and update my bio on my website, because I'm also on the board of Equality New Mexico.
Oh, yes.
Which Equality New Mexico is the reason why New Mexico is now the safest state in the country for LGBTQIA people. On paper, we have more protections than any other state in the United States.
And you do, okay.
That's pretty fabulous.
So, absolutely. And, you know, there's not too many blue states around that especially have great weather. And blue skies like you do.
Yeah, we have almost, I didn't look up the number, what, there's 300 and something just, I mean, I think we get 20 days a year of cloudy. The rest of it is blue skies and sunshine.
So does New Mexico have like an anti-discrimination bill for LGBTQ?
We do, yeah. In fact, people are coming here in throngs. Right now, the struggle is we're lacking enough housing because people are moving here from border states like Texas, where there's no protections and they discriminate against transgender people and they cannot get the health care that they need. So yeah, that's what we're dealing with right now, is to try and solve the housing issue for people that are moving here because we have so many great protections.
That's so important, because even listening, oh my God, yesterday to Tennessee, they challenged marriage equality. And, you know, that's, to me, it's kind of a scary thing.
Right.
You know, does New Mexico have any bills in place that would disqualify that from happening? Or prevent that from happening? Do you know?
For them, well, of course, I mean, laws can always be changed. But right now, it's all pretty solid. And we just need to keep everything as it is. I mean, we're looking at something like just under 140 seats within the legislature that have the great potential to change next year. So that's certainly a big concern. We want to keep them blue so that we keep all these protections in place. But yeah, if you have a business with a single restroom, it has to say restroom. It cannot say, you know, you can't have labels for male and you have to respect the kids in school. If they are transgender, if they want to use different pronouns, they have all of those protections in place. I mean, the list goes on. It's really a great state.
You know, I always spoke highly of New Mexico too, for, you know, their political views and just pretty much everything. I mean, the weather is beautiful. There are some things we'll discuss, you know, that's probably not so beautiful, but, you know, no place is perfect.
Right. No place is perfect.
Okay. So there's no gayborhood, but living there as an LGBTQ person is perfectly fine.
Oh, absolutely. Perfectly fine. Perfectly safe. I mean, we have so many like drag events and gay events happening around the city between Albuquerque and Santa Fe. You couldn't possibly all attend them in a week. I mean, they're just continuing.
I like to hear that.
Yeah, I think there's 5 events going on just this weekend alone at different places. So, yeah, it's very welcoming and very, very safe.
I love that. Bravo. So, okay. Did they have a pride? Albuquerque, I think they do.
We do. Yes, it's a large pride. They moved it last year. It was originally, I think they've been doing it for years. I want to say like 15 years or something, and it was down at Fair Park downtown. But now they moved the actual balloon. They moved the actual Pride Festival to Balloon Fiesta Park. Sorry.
I've been there.
Have you? Yeah. But the Pride Parade goes right down Central, super well attended. We never rarely have anybody out there doing anything, you know, like protesters or anything like that. I mean, I think I've seen one person in 10 years.
Yeah, you always find that one person.
Right. But yeah, it's a large, it takes a couple of hours for the parade to go all the way through. And yeah.
Yeah. Cause Balloon Fiesta Park is pretty big.
Very big. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I was there, actually, the last time I was there, it was my 60th birthday. I said, you know what? This is on my bucket list. I've always wanted to see the balloon fiesta in New Mexico, in Albuquerque.
Yeah.
You know, that's just one thing I want to do. And it so happens on my 60th birthday, it was on the day of my birthday. It was on October 9th. And we went out there, got up really early in the morning. I remember 5:30 to get out there, took a bus from our hotel out there, froze our asses off in the morning.
Yeah.
Had to buy a blanket to wrap ourselves around. It was pretty funny. And that trip got me out living here in Phoenix, because I made a side trip after that to Phoenix while I was out there, and to a friend, and we saw Phoenix for the first time. And that's how, after a couple of times out here, here I am.
Yeah. So, yeah. Phoenix is a great city.
Yep. It sure is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So would you think, how difficult or how easy is it to meet other LGBTQ people in the Albuquerque area?
It is super, super easy. And if you find it hard, it's because you're not making any effort. I mean, we have Friends of Dorothy that is once a quarter. We have the women's dances, which are all lesbian and transgender. We are all welcome. Which are once a quarter. We have the Equality New Mexico events. We've got the Community Foundations events. And then, as I mentioned earlier, there are drag events happening, multiple events happening every single weekend. I mean, you can't attend them all, because there's just so much going on. There's so much opportunity out there. We have a great soccer team. It's New Mexico United is a farm team, and they're very, very LGBTQIA friendly. They do a pride night, and the first year we did it, we had a conversation with them. They said, hey, we'd like to make this a big pride night event. It ended up filling the stadium with 10,000 people waving rainbow flags and cheering on. I mean,
it gives you the chills. I know. That's great.
Pretty fantastic.
That's great. So you've made your own group of friends within the community as well?
Absolutely. Yes.
Okay, yeah. Great.
Yes.
That's really important. To me, making community is so important. Wherever you live. It's just so important. You know, as we get older, we need those tight-knit relationships too, amongst friends that could help you or your partner, if there's an emergency or something is needed.
Absolutely.
It's so very, very important.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. It is. And it gives you a different quality of life, right? You're not isolated.
Absolutely. Yeah. Makes a big, big difference.
Mm-hmm.
So tell us a little bit about the local economy. Do you have any idea what, like, a single family home, two to three bedroom, two bath would cost in the Albuquerque area? What a rental goes for?
Yeah. So the average, I mean, like every place, cost of living is up, right? Home prices are up everywhere. Yeah. The median price for a home in Albuquerque is $349,000. And
reasonable.
Rent is anywhere from $1,300 to $1,850 a month.
Mm-hmm.
The benefit, though, and again, it depends on the county that you live in, but the property taxes here are super low. Education system is not great. So if you're raising children, that is
a little problem.
A little bit of a concern. There are some good schools here, though, but property taxes are so low. I mean, I don't know the exact percentage off the top of my head, but like for a 2,000 square foot home, you're going to spend about $2,200 a year in property taxes.
That's really reasonable.
Right.
Yeah.
There is a state income tax, but it's low. I mean, Utilities are, I think, very affordable. Again, depending where you are.
Like, what's your electric bill like?
Our electric bill for us personally, before we added two casitas on our property and a greenhouse, it was $100 a month.
Wow.
At its highest.
That's and great.
We have a 2,000 square foot home. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. It's a little bit different now with a heated greenhouse that we keep heated.
Greenhouse, couple of
casitas.
Casitas.
So that's changed it, but it's very affordable.
How about groceries? Is it reasonable? Or?
I think so. I don't find it any different than any place else I've ever been to. And we certainly have a plethora of farmers markets that you can go to buy local produce anytime you want. There, other than December and January, you can catch them almost year round. And some of them even in December. So, yeah, I think cost-wise, food is pretty much on par.
Reasonable.
Very reasonable, yeah.
Okay. How about renting a two-bedroom? Oh, you said 13 to 1,800?
13 to 1,850 on average.
Okay, excellent.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it's pretty reasonable. I would say cost of living is do you know if it's below the median for the U.S.?
I am not sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
I would think it might be. It might be.
Yeah, I am not sure, Mark. I didn't.
That's quite all right. That's quite all right. Tell us a little bit about arts and culture. What could we, if we went to Albuquerque, Placidus, what would we find as far as arts and culture? Is there theater? Is there museums?
I think there's tons. There's, again, a plethora of museums and beautiful. I mean, the art and culture here is, I think, fabulous. We do, I think we could, I personally would like it if we had a couple more live theater opportunities, but our population, I don't know if the population would support it or not. We're not like Dallas or Phoenix.
Right.
Yeah. But in terms of other types of, art events are all the time. There's more galleries than you could ever visit in a week.
I know there's a lot of them in Santa Fe.
Yes, and there's lot in Albuquerque too. Yes,
okay.
There's a lot of galleries. And Old Town, Albuquerque, has just recently gone through a whole makeover, and now there's all new shops, restaurants, bars, galleries down there that are all new in the past year and a half, maybe.
Wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do they have any live theater?
Oh, yeah.
Can I get my theater fix?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there is at least five off the top
five.
Of my head. There's at least five, yeah.
Theaters?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's a lot for a city.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, good. I'm glad you think that.
Yeah, because here in Phoenix, we have the Phoenix Theater, which I could walk to, mm-hmm. and that's live theater. But it's it's local, but they're very professional. It's great. Mm-hmm. And then there's one in a neighboring town called Tempe, mm-hmm. and they do more of the off-Broadway, the traveling Broadway.
Yeah.
So, mm-hmm. and those are and then in the outskirts, the other sections like Scottsdale, they have their own, but yeah, Phoenix proper is just like one. So if Albuquerque has five, that's a lot to me.
Yeah, we have Pope Joy is the biggest one. They bring all kinds of big productions. And then there are several small ones. Black Dog Theater is one that comes to mind immediately. Or Black Cat, sorry, not Black Dog, Black Cat. I can't think of the other ones off the top of my head, but there are several that have, smaller productions, which that's my kind of favorite thing to go to.
I was going to ask, what do you enjoy in the arts and theater and the arts and culture world?
Yeah, we love to go to dine-in theaters, and we only have one of those here currently, but Flicks Brewhouse. but it is great. And we love to go to the galleries, and there's wine tastings. We have.
Oh, did you know that?
New Mexico is actually the oldest wine producing state in the country.
Wow.
Yeah, far surpassing
older California. Than California.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's interesting. Yeah. What kind of wine do you grow or produce?
Oh, that's a tough question. Well, I know there are two wineries that automatically, Gruet, that's produced here, and they love their sparkling. They do great whites and reds. They have several different varieties. And the other one now, all of a sudden, blanking on their name, but they have a good array of, again, sparkling whites and reds.
Yummy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
New Mexico sounds better and better.
Yeah. I'm kind of partial.
Yeah. So are you a foodie?
Yes. Oh, gosh. Yeah. And again, partial to New Mexican food. It's very different, right? As you've probably experienced, we love our chili here.
Yes, you do.
Yes, and it'll be either red, green, or you can go with Christmas, which is a combo of both.
Both.
Right? Yeah. You can pretty much get chili on everything.
There's even chilies hanging from people's doors.
Right. Yes. Yes. Ristras hanging from. Yep,
yep.
Absolutely. Yeah. But yeah, we have, oh gosh, so many. There's really so many great restaurants. There's a ton of small ones that are really fun little funky places to go check out. But there are some really great restaurants, really.
Do you have any like 5-star Michelin rated?
We do. Yeah, we do. The Lavender Farm, Los Poblanos, definitely. You have to make a reservation, and sometimes there's a wait list before you can get in. Yeah, Seasons in Old Town, Level 5 at Hotel Chaco. There's a bunch that are really superb.
I know. I can't remember the one I was at in Albuquerque, but it was yummy.
Yeah?
It was so good. Yep.
Good, good.
Yeah, I've been to a few also in Santa Fe too, because we have friends in Santa Fe.
Okay,
so
yes.
They kind of like took us to these other places, which were really good. But we went to a few in Albuquerque, and they were just as good. Delicious.
Yeah.
Delicious food.
Yeah. It's hard to, you know, people think of Santa Fe, which has its own climate. It's so very different, right, from Albuquerque in terms of the queer community. And they have their own wonderful restaurants. I mean, split our time between both cities.
Back and forth.
All the time. Yeah. I mean,
do you drive called the Rail Runner?
You could take the Rail Runner. We typically drive.
See, I remember that.
You did. Yeah. Which runs from Albuquerque to Santa Fe, and it's a beautiful train ride.
Yeah. It's about an hour long, right?
Yep. Yep. Exactly. Yep.
Mm-hmm. If you don't want to drive, you can just take it back and forth.
Yep. Yep.
Does it run mostly all day, and does it stop at a certain time? Do you know?
I think it stops at 9 o'clock at night or something like that. Might be the last one. Yeah.
Okay. It'd be past my bedtime anyway.
Yeah.
No, just kidding.
Yeah. In fact, Santa Fe Pride does a Pride train ride every year that is absolutely fabulous. And you can get the train, you board it in Santa Fe, and it goes out to Lamy and then turns around and comes back. It's just beautiful. There's live music and fabulous cocktails.
On the train?
On the train, yep. Yep.
That special train that goes around New Mexico? Oh, yeah. I've heard of that.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
That's something I want to experience too.
It is lots of fun.
That's going to have to be on my bucket list the next time I go. And there will be a next time.
Good, good.
Yeah. Because I really enjoyed it. You know, it was a great trip. Mm-hmm. And I say this all the time. I've never seen blue sky as I've seen it in Albuquerque or New Mexico. Mm-hmm. I forget maybe in other parts of New Mexico, I'm not sure. Mm-hmm. But I just remember looking up and saying, oh my God, how much bluer could it get?
Right. And it's something to do with the atmosphere, and the mountains that creates that just amazing blue skies.
Beautiful.
That we have here.
Just beautiful.
Thank you.
Thing, there's something about New Mexico too. Like that, they call it the land of enchantment.
Yeah. Yes.
So mm-hmm. it's something, I don't know, something enchanting.
Yes. There's such a sense of peacefulness, I think.
Yeah. And I was talking to somebody, it's like every time he went, it kind of drew him there.
Yeah. Yeah. And yet you chose Phoenix.
I did.
Yeah, hard call.
I mean, yeah, it was. You know what? I'm a urban kind of guy.
Okay.
So I grew up in Brooklyn, New York.
Yes.
So I'm more of a, like, I need that quick pace city mm-hmm. environment, even though Phoenix is nothing like New York. Uh-huh. But it's still, it's a huge city. It's like the mm-hmm. fifth largest city in the United States. So.
Right. Yeah, you're not going to get that in New Mexico.
No.
No.
But you know what? I may be ready for a little bit more calm. I don't know. I'm getting older. So
yeah.
It's time for retirement soon.
Yeah.
We'll see. I'm still working, but
It was funny when people said when we first moved here, they would complain about the traffic and we would laugh. We'd be like, really?
What traffic?
Yeah, there is absolutely no traffic. You can get from one side of town clear to the other in 30 minutes and never run into another bumper.
Yeah, I believe it. You haven't seen traffic until you've experienced New York City traffic,
right.
LA.
LA, Dallas, and Phoenix is pretty, Phoenix traffic.
It's getting up there now.
Yeah.
That's why I like living where I live in Midtown Phoenix.
Okay.
So if I don't have to go on the highway, take the streets pretty much. Phoenix is like a grid.
Okay.
So it's just numbers of streets and then separated by a central ave like you have.
Mm-hmm.
And then the west side is avenues. So, and it goes by numbers. So it's pretty easy.
Oh, interesting.
For the most part. So tell us about public transportation. I know that they have some sort of a trolley or a light rail.
There is a bus system that runs around town and goes up and down. There is a rail trolley that goes up and down. It's actually all electric, solar powered, that runs up and down Central, which is
right.
the main kind of like drag, I guess you'd call it.
I know they were constructing that when I was there last.
Okay. Yeah.
They were putting it all together.
Yeah. But I wouldn't say it's not really set up for like good. I wouldn't say it has good public transportation.
You need a car.
You need a car. Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. I would agree.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The traffic situation, as you said, is pretty nothing.
Pretty nothing. No.
Yeah.
Compared to big cities.
Yeah. How close is the airport to town?
Oh, my gosh. I mean, we can make it to the airport from Placidus in 25 minutes.
Wow.
And they're revamping now. They've been working on the Sunport for the past year. I can't wait to see when it's all completely done because we traveled just a couple of weeks ago and the changes were really very exciting. But so it's easy to get in and out of because it's a smaller airport. There's very few places you can fly directly. Like I can fly to Dallas directly, Phoenix, Las Vegas. But if you want to go beyond that, you pretty much have to
connect.
Do a connecting flight. But the airport, if you live in actual Albuquerque, the airport's what, 15 minutes, 10 minutes?
I mean, that's great.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is there any public transportation to get from like town, from like downtown to the airport?
Not really.
No.
No, you really need to have a vehicle.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You have to learn from Phoenix. Phoenix has the light rail and it goes right to the airport.
That's
so
nice.
You don't have to drive. And the light rail stop is right across from our condo.
Oh, so wow.
We just walk across the street. hop on the light rail. 20 minutes later, we're at the airport. Yeah.
Oh, wow. It's do you even sweet. Need to have a car?
You do. You still okay. do because grocery shopping. It's so big. Yeah. And grocery shopping. And plus in the summer, you don't want to be outside.
Right now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, you'll fry. Mm-hmm. mm-hmm. Like a yeah. worm. Mm-hmm. Feel like a pizza. Right. In a pizza oven.
No fun.
No. Right. No. Not mm-hmm. at all. Mm-hmm. Hey, every place has its, you know, its pluses right. and minuses.
Right. Yes. It depends what you're going for, right? If right. you want to live in an urban area, you want to live in a city, what kind of amenities are you looking for? That kind of thing.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what? I lived in cold all my life in New York City.
Right.
So it was something that I didn't want to live anymore. So now yeah. I have the opposite.
Right.
I have heat.
Right.
So it's fine.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's fine. It's still, I can go out and not, you know, I mean, it's hot, but you wear shorts and, you know, mm-hmm. it works. It mm-hmm. works.
Yeah.
Okay. Now we get to the nitty gritty of crime and safety.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So all the time I always hear, oh, Albuquerque has a crime problem. And I know it's a lot of petty theft. It's car theft, mm-hmm. stuff like that. I don't mm-hmm. think it's like homicide, murder, and stuff like that. I think it's more, you know, don't leave your car unlocked.
Right. Don't leave your garage door wide open. Or,
right.
Right.
So mm-hmm. tell us a little mm-hmm. bit about the crime.
You know, I think every city has crime problems. And every city in the world has crime problems. There's, mm-hmm. I don't really think Albuquerque is any different from any other city of its size. I mean, we go downtown all the time and never have any issues, never have had any problems. You know, there's, and like you said, they're more like petty crimes than, it's not like we get a lot of murders or right. anything like that.
You have to use common really. Sense wherever you are.
You do, right. Right. I mean, you lock your car, you keep your garage door closed, you know, otherwise you're just really kind of inviting it in. So,
right. How about gun laws? Is it legal to have an open carry there?
It is legal currently. Yes.
It is?
I'm trying to get that changed. Yeah.
Oh, I'm surprised.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Me too. Yep.
So open carry is legal?
Open carry is legal.
Oh, mm-hmm. wow. Here too.
Yeah.
It's like, you know what it is? I think it's the Wild West mentality.
It is the Wild West mentality, yes. And it's crazy because we don't want to, we care more about the right to carry a gun than we do the safety of our children in schools.
Nuts.
It's nuts.
It's crazy. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, this whole country, as far as that's concerned, is a little bit crazy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
So. Mm-hmm. So as far as gun crime, there hasn't been much.
I mean, you read about things now and then in the paper, but statistics wise, no, it's not a big deal.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I think they pick on Albuquerque and New Mexico a little bit as far as, you know, crime statistics go, because I don't think it's much more of a bigger deal than any other place.
Correct. I should have looked that up because now I will to see how we compare to other cities. But actually, you know what I did? I did pull this up. Like we are, if you go to the top cities in the country, Albuquerque is number 6. And Memphis, St. Louis, Little Rock, Arkansas, which surprised me, Baton Rouge, and Oakland, California all beat us.
What was those statistics for best in the country for?
The rate of crime, the most dangerous city America is Memphis.
And Albuquerque made the list?
Albuquerque made the list at number 6.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's interesting because, I don't know how they,
you know what, these lists too, I can laugh at some of these lists too, because I don't know where they get their information from and how many people they've polled and stuff like that.
Well, exactly right. It's like statistics. Where did they, what was their audience that right. they, yeah.
Where's the data coming from?
Right. Yes. Yeah.
That's so, the key.
Yeah. I'm not sure. Yeah.
So if I take my doggy out at 2 a.m. because he has to go to the bathroom, mm-hmm. Will I feel okay?
I think so. You might have coyotes watching you, but.
Oh, yeah. That's another thing.
But you've got that in Phoenix.
No, we don't have that.
No.
They don't come into the city.
Oh, no. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Usually not. I've never seen one.
Okay.
Yeah, we don't even get that many scorpions.
Oh, wow. Yeah, we don't have many. We have, in Placidus, we have, in Albuquerque, you don't have that much. Out where we are,
yeah,
we're rural.
More
so.
Mountainous and.
Right, yes.
Rural.
Yeah. So we see coyotes all the time.
Yeah. Not tarantula. Me. If I saw one, I was like, nope.
Bar the door.
I'm a city boy from Brooklyn. The most I used to see was squirrel.
Yeah.
That's it. Pigeon and squirrel. Anything above that, uh-uh. Yeah, no thanks.
That's funny.
When I used to live in Florida, when I moved to Florida, mm-hmm. and I'm like, oh my God, snakes. And we had a house and there was snakes crawling out in the patio. And I'm like, uh-uh. The husband's screaming, get it out of here, get it out of here. And I'm taking a broom and sweeping it out.
Oh, but, and spiders, Florida.
Oh, yeah. Florida has a lot of spiders, too. Spiders. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're not here in Phoenix. I think it's too hot for them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's not muggy here, so it's so dry.
Right.
That, mm-hmm. Thank God I used to be a mosquito magnet in Florida mm-hmm. here. Mm-hmm. Hardly any.
Yeah. Yep. Now, that's one thing we don't have either. If you live what they call in the bosque, which is along the river, mm-hmm. then you're going to have mosquitoes and more, you know, insects.
Right.
But other than that, we don't have mosquitoes are almost non-existent.
Nothing. Yeah.
We don't have to put flea treatment on the dogs.
That's my type of place.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We still do. We have to put Frontline for ticks on our dogs.
Okay.
Because
wow.
Ticks are still here. Yeah. In fact, my lab got a tick here.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, we were just like hanging out at Starbucks and I was like, oh, what's this thing? And it was a tick.
Yeah. They come in on the wind, I guess. Right.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Yeah. No, we've been very fortunate where we are in Placidus. We've never had an issue with that. I know in some, you go up by Taos and you definitely, it's different, but not where we are.
Excellent. So is there a homeless population?
There is. Mm-hmm. Yep. There is. Again, like every city's got them. And they're trying to get control of it. They're putting in housing to try and support the homeless population, but there's no easy fix. There's no Band-Aid that you can put on it.
Yeah, there's no easy fix anywhere.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. So it's a problem in a lot of places, in most places, others more so than, you know, others. But mm-hmm. I know we do have a problem here in Phoenix. I think everybody does.
We recently went to Mesa, Arizona
that's near.
Because the Pink concert was in Phoenix.
Okay.
Back in September. And we went with a group of women, rented a house, and loved that area. We were like, wow, we didn't see any homeless people on the street. And it was shocking. So I don't know if it was just
where you are.
Where we were.
It's possible where you were. You know, they're mostly downtown Phoenix.
Okay.
They're unfortunately along the light rail because they sneak onto the light rail because it's not, there's no police presence all the time. It's people get on the light rail, the security to collect tickets randomly at different stops. So,
so it's easy.
They get on and then they get chased off and then they get arrested or.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
So most of them do hang out around the light rail, unfortunately.
Interesting. So. Yeah. And I do, I mean, you get, I think the homeless populations in most cities tend to be in the downtown areas. Right.
Right.
I'm not sure why that is, but yeah.
And I would think they would be more prevalent in a nicer climate, like where, I mean, New Mexico has pretty nice climate here. They could die frying in the summer.
Yeah.
It's so hot.
Right.
I mean, 120 degrees, if you're not indoors in air conditioning and you're just laying out there, it's horrible.
Ooh, can't even imagine. No, I can't even imagine.
It's a big problem, and hopefully the government will try to do something. I know they try, but I don't know how successful they actually are. What?
Yeah, I think it's going to be years before we are able to have solutions to the homeless problem. And again, the cost of housing is so expensive. I mean,
and it keeps on going up. So how is somebody?
Right.
People lose their jobs. What do they do? They live out of their cars.
Yeah. It's a tough time. It's a tough time in our country right now, I think, for everybody.
That
is living on the edge like that.
Yeah. Yeah. I think about it too. And I'm like, you know, we're so fortunate that we, could afford, luxuries like a home.
Right.
Where there are others, people lose their job and so on and so forth, and they're not as fortunate. So, it's a big problem.
Yeah. And they are trying to find solutions, but I think it goes back and forth all the time.
It's like a Band-Aid.
It's like a Band-Aid, right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So Pam, tell us about healthcare. How about the healthcare system? Are there enough doctors to support the population? Do you go to specialists? Is it long waits?
We have never had that long of a wait to get into a specialist. I think we do have great healthcare here. We have Presbyterian and St. Vincent are our two, and Loveless. So three major hospitals that are here. And like Presbyterian has little satellite centers all over the place. I mean, there's one like every couple of miles. You run into a Presbyterian urgent care center where they have, doctors and labs and stuff on site right there. I know my wife recently had to go into an ENT and she had to wait. She was going to have to wait 2 months to get an appointment. And so she called her doctor back and her doctor got her into somebody else within a week. So it's really not been an issue for us.
Not a problem.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
No.
That's good. And how far is the hospitals to you?
Gosh, there's three of them all within 30 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So my rule of thumb is as long as there's something within 30 to 45 minutes.
Right. Yes. Which means you're getting older. You want to, that's an important consideration. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. We love going to Taos, but we were like, I wonder what it would be like to live in Taos. And then we started thinking, well, wait a minute, you'd have to hospital's an hour away.
Oh, no.
Home Depot's an hour away. Oh, forget it. We couldn't do it.
Nope. There's some places I've interviewed people, and I asked how far is the hospital, and they go, well, that's a problem because it takes an hour and 15 minutes at least to get out to the nearest hospital.
Oh, gosh.
So they either have to fly you out or... Not a place. So that's generally I like when I'm looking for, you know, a place, let's say I'm looking for a place to live or retire. Mm-hmm. Number one is the hospitals. How close are the hospitals? How close is the airport?
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, where's the airport? Where do the, you know, flights go to? And how big is the LGBTQ community and good climate? Those are the most important things to me.
Mm-hmm. So I think we hit that checkoff list.
in terms of all of that stuff. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So, do you wish you had something in Albuquerque that you might have had elsewhere that you don't have in Albuquerque? Like a good bagel and cream cheese? No, that's what I'm thinking of in New York.
You know, I don't, I'm not sure we actually, I don't, we have a deli per se here. I don't think that we do. And if we do and I am not aware of it, then shame on me because I need to check
it out. You should open up one.
Yeah, that's okay. I already do enough.
Yeah, I went to Palm Springs and I fell in love with the place because there's a place called Sherman's Deli. I don't know if you've been. It reminds me so much of New York. I feel like I'm home when I'm there. It's just like a New York deli and it's huge. Yeah. Oh my God. And the food is so good. So,
those are gems.
Those, yes, they are.
Yes. So. Yeah, those are real gems. Yeah. The only thing, I mean, if personally, my thing, I love to go to modern dance performances. And that's the one thing that I miss not living in Dallas, because Dallas, you had that all the time. And here, we might get two a year. So, it's a trade-off. We don't have the heat, the traffic.
Right.
Or the politics.
Right. You'll take it.
Right.
Yeah. You'll suffer.
I'll suffer. That's right.
I'll suffer. That's what I say. I'll suffer. Oh, I suffer so. That's what my husband
tells me. I love that New York.
Oh, you suffer so.
Poor thing.
All right. So... living there for so many years, over 10 years, what would you say were the cons? Any cons?
Yeah, I can't really. Lack of lake water, maybe, water is certainly, as we know, a concern in the West.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's generally in the West all over. I mean, we have certainly lakes here, not as many as they do up north. But I mean, I really can't think of a con, honestly.
That's a good thing.
Yeah.
That's a good thing. That means you love it where you live. So
we do. We do. We absolutely love it here. The community. The queer community is just outstanding. Just really couldn't be better.
That's great. I love hearing that. Mm-hmm. I love putting my own community together.
Right. Yeah.
And I've been doing that and kind of successful in doing that and bringing people together.
Yeah. So. It can take a while, especially when you're older, you move into an area, then how do you connect with people, right? It can be a challenge, but there are certainly, sources you can go to in most cities, not all, but And we certainly have a bunch of them here that you can easily connect within to the community quite easily.
Yep. That's important. It's important that you have all that stuff too.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
So Pam, in wrapping up, what would you say to the audience if they're thinking about relocating and retiring in Albuquerque?
Oh, I would say if you're looking to live in a place that has an ideal climate, because it's rarely too hot or too cold for any length of time, and that's reasonably affordable, I think, still, compared to housing costs, we are not what you're going to pay on the coastlines.
Right. Absolutely.
And the community is very welcoming. And again, we are the safest state for the LGBTQIA community. So I would say you would love it here. Just come visit.
And you're nice and blue. Not only the sky is blue, and everything else around it is blue.
Everything else. Right, exactly.
And there are rainbows.
And there are rainbows. Oh my gosh, yeah, we do get a lot of rainbows here. Do you get rainbows and a lot of rainbows in Phoenix?
We do. We do get some. Yeah.
I think it's the best thing.
It doesn't rain often, but usually after a rain we get them. But when it does, my friends take pictures from the balcony of beautiful rainbows. So,
And no, even though we may not get a tremendous amount of rain where we are, the mountains will get the rain. And so you can still see the rainbows because, right?
Yeah.
They're just, That's because beautiful. The mountains are going to get moisture.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
All right, Pam. Well, thank you so much for coming. Could we find you on social media anywhere?
You can. You can find me at pammyers.com or at pammyerssocialmedia.com. You can find me on pretty much any social channel under Pam Myers, and it's PammMeyers. So, I'm pretty out there.
And I've noticed, I think it's a trademark of you, but when you sign your name or write your name or print your name, it's all in lowercase. Is there a reason?
I don't know. I added the second M and went to all lowercase for artistic reasons.
I think it's artistic. Ago. I was going to say, I really like it.
Thank you.
I was like, you know what? I'm going to remember her because it's Pam with two M's and it's lowercase.
Yeah. Cool. Great. Love that.
But it's been real special. And thank you so much for coming and taking the time to talk to us and the audience about Albuquerque and Placidus. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you, Mark. It's been an honor. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. And we'll talk soon.
Okay. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Where Do Gays Retire podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode, please subscribe to our podcast and consider making a donation by clicking the coffee cup on any page at www.wheredogaysretire.com. Each cup of coffee that you buy costs $5 and goes towards helping us continue the podcast. Thank you for your continued support.